World leaders meet in Morocco this week and vote on a United Nations Global Migration Compact. It is supposed to make migration more orderly and more humane. Joanna Kakissis reports that many Europeans are not enthused.
To get a sense of how sympathy for asylum seekers has waned in Europe, consider the fate of a charity-run rescue ship called the Aquarius. In the last 2 years, volunteers on the Aquarius rescued nearly 50,000 migrants trying to cross miles of sea between North Africa and Italy on very flimsy rafts.
Life jackets for everybody. Let's go.
But on Friday, after months of pressure from Italy's anti-immigrant government, the Aquarius was forced to stop its work. Amnesty International's Kumi Naidu slammed the EU in a video message.
European leaders have shown where their true priorities lie. The closure of the central Mediterranean route for refugees and migrants, even at the cost of a soaring death toll at sea.
Activists want to shame anti-immigrant nationalists in Europe.
Some leaders you can't shame, because they openly want to change what is considered shameful.
Gerald Knaus is an analyst in Berlin who helps EU leaders draft migration policy.
If you believe in human rights, in refugee rights, in humane policies, you need to actually present proposals that can be supported by majorities.
He says most Europeans want border control, but with respect for human life. That's what the UN Global Migration Pact aims to do. Refugee politics specialist Anna Hammerstad calls it a guide for nations to work together.
It does involve wording such as the human rights of migrants and making their journey more safe, etc.
Europe's nationalists claim this wording proves there's a global conspiracy to flood the continent with undocumented migrants.
The Compact for Migration is legalization of mass migration. It's declaring migration as a human right.
That's Marcel de Graaf, a Dutch member of the European Parliament, speaking to reporters last week.
So in fact, it will become impossible to criticize without being at risk to be jailed for hate speech. Criticism of migration will become a criminal offense.
Knaus calls statements like these
completely delusional, but the mythology of a great conspiracy which is spread in social media by far-right organizations very effectively, is becoming increasingly an important factor in European politics.
False claims about the UN pact have fueled opposition, and at least 7 EU countries have refused to sign the document. It's also left Belgium's government hanging by a thread. Matteo Vella, a migration specialist in Italy, sees a debate disconnected from reality.
Migration is toxic right now in Europe. Here's why. Politicians have been very effective at portraying any number of migrants arriving by sea as an invasion.
And he expects that to keep happening, even though the number of asylum seekers arriving in the EU is at its lowest level in 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis.